Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you, Sia. Joining us for a few minutes before he has to jump on a business call.
Yes, sir.
Sir Matthew Bruce Lefty Brown.
What's going on?
How boys? Are you, sir? How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, we're having a good day.
We are having a
that's
good
a Max
day.
Max Flair tarp.
Yeah, it's a Max Flair tarp. Also sure joining is. Us in the back, Nikki Skates Murado. How are you doing today, sir?
Fantastic. How we doing? How we doing?
Good. And Emmett Otter McMahon, how are you doing today, sire?
Doing pretty good, Tony. Doing pretty good.
Let's get everybody caught up on everything. Dirty Mike and the boys, Wimbledon picks of the day just went final 2-1. And I found out this morning, so if you parlayed those didn't hit. But if you did what Bruce did, I found out this morning.
The women's side is a bit.
He doesn't bet women's tennis, so he hit.
Classic left.
No, the women's
side. Guy's a scumbag.
Women's side, you know, less sets, more kind of variance there. You try to stay focused on the men's side. We got tomorrow's plays from the grapevine.
Wait, Dirty Mike and the boys are back for
tomorrow?
Oh,
yeah, of course. How could we sit out tomorrow?
Oh, all right. Since you do have your call, what's the Dirty Mike and the Boys parlay, or not parlay, plays of the day. Dirty Mike and the Boys plays of the day for Wimbledon. What is it? Thursday, June 30th.
Yep. So the first one is Bonzi, -140. He is 6-2 this year on the grass. He's only lost twice. Both times were to Tsitsipas. He's good at holding his serve and grinding
it
out.
We're going against Tsitsipas?
No. He's not playing Tsitsipas. Those are his only two losses were to
He's playing Jensen Brooksby.
Yeah. He's playing Jensen Brooksby, who is a overvalued American.
Whoa!
Who is good on the hard court, but inexperienced on the grass and only 1-3 in recent form. And then the other one is Draper +140. That's a young Brit who is apparently apparently been on fire this year. Made the semifinal last week in Eastbourne. Grew up playing on the grass, and it shows. Powerful
Are
game.
Are you reading directly from a fucking script, you
fucking
God,
powerful game and a lefty forehand that you can hit through the court.
You are a menace, dude.
Reminds you of Andy Roddick if he was young and British.
Okay.
This is a tougher fade, though, with D Manure, however the fuck you say that name.
Yeah, I was Manure.
It's
D-Manure.
D-Manure. I always think Minotaur when I see his name.
Yeah,
so he's a bit of a tough fade.
Manure.
But, you know, he...
Yeah, he's a $2 favorite. We're going against him. But Mitt... bet on a $4 favorite 2 days ago and lost. So.
Yeah, so that's Wimbledon. And then just real quick, the John Deere weak field. I think you can make a case for the favorite Webb Simpson at 10-1. Sahith Theegala is, I believe, like 22-1.
Yeah.
Obviously, you never really know how someone's going to bounce back off of, you know, a lip out on 18 like that. But, you know, you kind of have to like him with the field so weak. But I will be on Maverick McNealy 29-1 because I'm a sucker for Maverick McNealy.
Yes, you are.
And it just feels like a spot for the lad. So, yeah, that's it, boys.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow with...
Bruce?
Yeah, my baseball parlay lost.
Yes, but you went 6-2. But, I mean, there was a month.
You don't have to give out fucking 8-leg parlays.
I mean, there was some -$2 favorites in there, too. So, but we're not going to fucking...
Yeah.
He's upset.
What's he mad about?
That I mentioned the -$2 favorites in there.
That will upset somebody.
But that's a parlay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's why it was a parlay.
Mitt,
good night.
Mitt, did you just cut to the empty seat to show that he was mad and stormed out?
Yeah, I probably should have got him getting up and just getting out because it was hilarious. No.
Hey, you do you, man. You do you. So last night, the day before, we did our worst picks of the night. I don't think there was any too many bad picks on the loser side last night.
Like who the, did I have who lost?
Like I had the Giants full game run line. They won by one. The Rays, lost 5-3. What's that?
You have Yanks run line?
Yeah, that was a tough loss on a catcher's interference.
Oh man.
And what was Phillies and Braves after 5? Like 3-2 or 4-3, something like that?
Fucking Phillies left 20 guys on base in the first 5. Every time I look, they had 2 guys on, nobody out. I'm like, okay, here we go. Should have stuck with fucking Chucky Ballgame. I knew it. Every time with that guy, man.
That's a situation you're not going to get out of that much. Who were you on earlier today? Anything? Like, it's already started?
I had a push with the Rays, a push with the Astros, and then I got the Dads. Has that started?
Let me see.
I think it just started. I think it was 3:40.
Yeah, it has started.
Yeah. Top the Dad by money line. Clevinger against Mad Bum.
Yeah, top second there. You did take the Dads. I was going to, but I stayed away.
Yeah, Bumgarner got lit up. Feels like Clevinger. He threw 4 last time out. He's only been throwing 1 and 2, so it was good to see him stretched out a bit.
I pushed with the Rays as well. I got the Rangers full game, seeing if we get to sweep with against the Royals. And then
wanted to take Greinke for some reason. How he pitched good his first appearance off the DL, I guess.
And then I got a win with Houston.
Full game?
Yeah. Verlander pitched a fucking gem.
What was the final?
2-0.
Yeah, 0-0 after 5. That was a short price on Verlander.
I know. Hey, we hit some Dinger Tuesdays as well.
Yeah, fucking Jordan and Trevor Story.
I think Jordan might have went fucking 4-for-4. He's an absolute fucking monster.
So him and Judge, it was the same thing. They fucking... Jordan used to always get strike out on that one away or in the dirt. And Judge used to always strike out on the one away. And now they both kind of fucking wiped that out from swinging at it. They're both just mashing.
Buccos are up 8-6. Brian Reynolds has three home runs today.
Burned us last night, Nick.
Yeah, the ace.
That's going to happen.
He only gave up one run.
He gives us our best chance to win, but we get the guy some goddamn run support. Can we get the bats going, Tony?
That's me. I'm on your side here. I'd love some fucking run support.
Come on, buckos.
I'd love some run support. Okay, today we already got Dirty Mike and the boys fucking Wimbledon picks for tomorrow, which are Ben Bonzi and Jack Draper. Jack Draper's a pretty sizable dog, so do with that what you will. We do have the John Deere Classic. You got anybody? It's a terrible field.
Who's the best player in it? Who's the favorite?
The favorite is Webb Simpson, I believe.
Wow.
Which, yeah.
So this is going up against Liv this weekend too, right?
Yeah, it was actually a really good week for Liv because nobody's playing in the JD Classic. Because I believe they're all traveling for the Open. Is that next week or 2 weeks?
Disrespect to John Deere.
Yeah, you're telling me, pal.
Jeez.
For that tournament, for the JD Classic, couple guys I'm looking at. Adam Schenck, he came in 4th last year and 6th the year before that. So he's got a good record at this course. He's plus 4,200. Pretty good there. Brendan Todd, who I was on last week, who I believe ended up top 10 or top 15, he's a plus 3,100. Lanto Griffin is plus 5,500. Adam Hadwin, who's the second favorite, is plus 1,800. And then Cam Davis, plus 3,700, are guys that I'll be taking top 5, top 10, top 20, stuff like that. You can actually get all of them top 30 for pretty much even money or better.
I got some rumors, rumor mill out here in Canada.
About?
Nobody wants to be the first Canadian to go to live.
Okay, that makes I can understand that.
Yeah, but once one goes,
they all go.
Yeah, no one wants to be the first one.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, at this point, though, It's whatever, I think.
Right?
Yeah, like there's enough. There's not a big enough named Canadian that I don't. I think anybody's gonna care.
I don't know.
Cool, I mean, Connors.
That fucking see that article fucking Sportsnet wrote about the fucking Red Sox. I mean,
hold on one sec. Let me do this before we get into that real quick.
There we go.
Three ball for first round tomorrow. Denny McCarthy, Adam Hadwin, and Brendan Todd. Those are my three balls. Yeah, I did see the fucking. Did they blow a lead with Tanner Hawk not being vaccinated?
I mean, it's not this kid's fucking fault. Like, change the fucking rule, dude. It's 2022. You can travel on a plane unvaccinated now, right?
Oh yeah, you could. Yeah, you could do it before. You could do that forever.
Oh, only in Canada they just changed that.
Oh, okay.
So you can travel on a plane, but you can't throw a fucking baseball in the country. Fuck off, dude. Grow up, Peter Pan.
Is that Canada's decision or ML Canada, right?
Yeah, it's only Toronto's the only place you got to do it. And I mean, I know the Blue Jays haven't won anything in a long time, but every time they win a game, it's the fucking World Series, dude. Christ.
Nick knew that you were going to be super pumped about that.
Oh, yeah. He fucking sent me that first time I woke up to that. That's true. What's this about? Fuck. I've been up all night stewing about it. Christ.
Let's see here. I believe the Yankees just went final. They won 5-3. They covered the fucking run line. Like I said, Stroh's already won against the Mets, who they need DeGrom and Scherzer back. That's no surprise there.
Yeah, they held off for a good while, though, man. They're still fucking, their record's still very good.
Ooh, Brewers are up 5-3, but Tampa's got two guys on against Hader, who doesn't give up shit normally. So we'll track that situation. Buccos are up 8-7. Royals are up 2-1 in the seventh. Still 0-0 Pods and D-backs. Giants just went up 1-0. We should talk about that. Did you take that one today?
I hate laying a half with fucking Alex Wood, dude.
Me too. I didn't touch it.
He's been shit this year.
Let's get into that right now. Those games have already started. Huh?
So I'm centered down below, but I'm not centered on the. There we go. Still the same.
He's centered on our screen, right?
Oh, but it's not up. Whatever. It's close enough.
Hey, you're centered here.
Sounds good.
Which way is your phone facing? We may have to change that because if we talk at the same time, you get muted because the speaker's facing down.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Can you turn
I thought it? You had it sideways on the speaker.
Mm-mm.
Because there's nothing there. There's nothing. It's in a stand thing. Like it's in a.
That should be okay. It might just be FaceTime, just doing FaceTime things.
Might be FaceTime doing FaceTime things.
Right.
I don't know if you heard Nick. It might be FaceTime doing FaceTime things.
So is it happening right now?
Well, no, because we're not talking at the same time.
But has it happened?
It has happened, yeah.
All right.
Hey, your ring light looks fucking delicious, though.
Yeah, I mean, we can go back to the other fucking thing on the computer, too.
Hey.
Right?
Yeah, we'll be good. Don't you worry, Paul.
Sounds good.
All right, let's do baseball. 4-10 first pitch, and then we have a bunch of night games. Not a bunch. We've got a few, though. Baltimore's at Seattle. Austin Voth goes against Chris Flexen.
Come on.
Flexen?
Yeah, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
What do you mean?
That's a good question. What are we doing?
Fucking flexing day, dude. We're back.
They are minus 126.
That's a great price on old Chris.
If you are going to take flexing day at any point, it might be against Austin Voth, who has a 7-8-1, 9.19 on the road. I'm not doing it, though.
What is it?
I'm not doing it.
Come on, dude. Some faith in the lad. Come on, Nick.
I've already moved on to something else. I'm working on something over here. I won't hear any more about your flexing day or your propaganda. This team can't hit. They leave them out to dry all the time. I'm not doing it.
They did not hit last night, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm not ready for it. I'm not ready to jump back in those waters. Okay, I've been scorned.
Nah, Tony, I am. Here we go. Oh,
man, let's go. Let's go.
Seattle Mariners, first half money line, -128. We'll throw that in the parlay.
Atlanta's at Philly. Kyle Wright versus Ranger Suarez. Staying away from this one, Kyle Wright started the year really good, and he still has a 3.18, but his last three games, he's given up 4, 5, and 3, which I do not like, so I'll stay away.
I got Braves money line. I'll ride it out.
Okay, good luck.
I'm on right.
Pivetta goes against Manoa.
Ace. This is a fucking matchup, dude. Pivetta's been lights lately.
Yep. So, Manoa had one bad start. I think it was against the Yankees. It was too good of a pitching matchup for me to take. I like both of these teams can hit. I stayed away.
Yeah, I'll sit this one out as well.
Okay. That's pretty telling in its own way.
Yeah, I mean, Manoa's a fucking beast, dude. He is a dog.
He's a workhorse.
Dude, he's been so good. He's like, he reminds me of Stroman, but more consistent. Like when Stroman first came up with the Jays, this is what he was like. But Manoa's just fine. Every time it feels like he's lights out.
Twins at Cleveland. Dylan Bundy goes against Cal Quantrill. I don't love taking Dylan. I don't, but got him first five. Huh?
You're doing it?
Got him first five at a good price on the Twins. Let me see. You might even be able to get it plus a half now. Let me see.
It flipped overnight.
No, it's minus a half for Twins right now, but it's only minus. I got it like -118, I think. Twins first five money line.
Guardians plus a half.
you love Cal, too.
Dude, I love Cal.
Sandy Alcantara goes against Andre Pallante. I was taking a look at the Marlins here, but they have been struggling a little bit. So I love Sandy, but I couldn't do it.
Pallante, 2.03.
You gone in St. Louis?
Alcantara banged up a little bit last time out. Give me the Cards getting plus a half at home.
Okay.
Let's go. That's leg two of the Hype Boy Parlay of the night here. St. Louis Cardinals plus a half, first five money line.
That a baby, man.
First five plus a half.
Hunter Green versus Justin Steele, Cincy at Chicago. This series stinks. You couldn't pay me to fucking take this game.
Who's plus a half?
I'm going to guess
Cincy. The red?
Yeah, it's the Reds.
Give me fucking. I love Hunter Green. He's figure it. Guy that throws 103 has to fucking figure it out at some point. Give me the Reds plus a half.
You just love the cheese.
Castillo, I guess trade rumors swirling around him, huh?
That makes sense. Since he doesn't need him.
Come on, lad. Welcome to Beantown.
Urias goes against Herman Marquez. Julio Urias has been very, very good. The Dodgers in this series have not been good, which kept me away from this game. I didn't take anything here.
No, I'm out, though.
Yeah, that Rockies are fucking dominating the series.
They'll get you at home.
Yeah, they will. The last game of the night is Kopech versus Shohei. White Sox and L.A. Did I take anything here? Let me look. I did. Shohei has had two really, really, really good back-to-back starts, but I can't not take the White Sox first five plus a half here.
I'm with you, Tone. I love Kopech. It's good. Came up through the Red Sox system. Traded him for sale.
Emmett?
I mean, Chicago White Sox plus a half at +108, Tony. The value's all there. I mean, let's fucking go.
Team right!
Southside!
Okay. I have... Okay, the Rays have already finished. That was a loss. Astros is good. Rangers is gone. My only two picks left. Twins first five money line and White Sox first five plus a half.
I got NERS money line first five, Braves money line first five, Guardians first five plus a half, Cards first five plus a half, White Sox first five plus a half, and a late add Reds first five plus a half.
Ooh. All right, and Mitt, what's the Hype Boy MLB parlay today?
The Hype Boy MLB parlay is the Seattle Mariners flexing day, first five, money line. St. Louis Cardinals first five plus a half, and then the Chicago White Sox plus a half, first five to end the night.
There was a boost earlier this morning.
Yeah, what was that?
It was, where is it at? It was, where's Houston? Oh, they've already finished. Let me see here. It was Verlander and Taiwan to each have 5Ks, which Taiwan only had 3Ks. Verlander had 6. So it lost. It lost already.
Good stuff.
There is one tonight, which I do not like either. It's Blue Jays, Cubs, and Angels all to win.
Let's go. I mean, might go clean sweep the other way.
Maybe. I don't.
Let's hope. Let's.
Cubs and Angels and Blue Jays, those are all basically coin flips.
Yeah.
I'm good on those. You taking that one?
No, thank you.
Me either. Okay. If you missed the beginning of the show, we did Wimbledon and PGA. Wimbledon, two picks from Dirty Mike. Ben Bonzi and Jack Draper for tomorrow. Dirty Mike and the boys went 2-1 today. I believe Bruce likes Mav McNeely in the PGA. Is that what he said?
Yep, double M.
And then I'm looking at Adam Shank, Brendan Todd, Lonto Griffin, Adam Hadwin, and Cam Davis for outrights. We just did MLB. Mitt, is there WNBA tonight? Did you win last night?
Yeah, dude, I won last night. Obviously,
fuck yeah, you did.
Minnesota Lynx came through, -3.5. Let's go. Yeah, we got NBA. We're WNBA tonight. We have two games. Indiana Fever going to Phoenix here.
Here we go.
Yeah, we're not betting with our heart here. No, we're betting with our brain. We're canceling out the heart. We're betting the under of 165 and a half here. Indiana is a horrible team for the over. They're not that good against the spread. They'll fuck around and cover a spread every now and then. So I'm not really comfortable throwing the Phoenix Mercury here. So I just like the under of 165 and a half. And then, Tony, let's
hold on before you move on. Indiana's under 6-0 in their last 6 road games, man. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and
7-3 overall.
That's what I was gonna say, is that they were 3-7 to the over, so we're betting under here. And then we're going my favorite team, the Las Vegas Aces, going
them.
To the Seattle Storm.
Ooh.
As dogs.
Are you taking the Aces? They are on a cold streak.
They are on a bit of a cold streak since I started betting the WNBA, but that is not my fault nor theirs. They are going into Seattle here as dogs. I'm taking them money line to win the game.
Wow. Aces money line?
I mean, they haven't been covering, but they've been winning games.
True,
so
you're right.
We get them at the money line here. They have a better record than Seattle. I know Seattle has Sue. They
sure.
have the bird, but
yeah,
I
do.
Mean, let's go. Las Vegas Aces, dude.
Hey.
Hell yeah.
Mitt. Yep. They don't just have fucking Sue Bird, dude. They got fucking Breonna Stewart, too.
Yeah, but it's the Sue Bird Tour. So
it is the Sue Bird Tour.
It's hard to bet against the Sue Bird Tour, but, like, I mean, we got the Vegas Aces going in there on the money line. Like, it's -102, Tony.
No, hey, trust me. I got you, dude. I'm with you on this one, okay? I just put the fucking bank on it. Anything we missed, Pa?
All good over here, my friend.
Picks Thursday tomorrow?
Yeah, picks Thursday again.
Have you given up on MLS or what?
I don't think I ever really dove in. I'll consider it.
Okay. Don't consider it too hard, though.
I mean, it just... It's always if I
it's always there.
Yeah, if I ever won some bets in it, I'd be fucking into it, but I just get cooked.
Well, here's the thing. We got tomorrow's show, and then we're off for Friday and the 4th, and then we got 2 shows next week, and then we're off for vacation. So, and then we're back with football. So, I don't know if we need to be wasting time on the MLS.
I mean, I will bet El Tráfico with fucking Garrett.
We have to. You have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's going to do well, dude.
Yeah, of course he's going to do well.
Because he'll just play. They got that Carlos Vela, right?
Yeah.
So he'll just play in behind him and just fucking float around all game.
He's bailed, dude. He's going to be fine.
Right?
Yeah.
It's pretty electric, to be honest.
Did you see this Amani Bates news?
Which one?
The guy who was like five-star recruit, supposed to be the next guy, went to, where'd he go, Memphis? He's now transferring to Eastern Michigan.
How much money?
Good question.
Probably not that much. Wasn't there a bunch of shit about him and Penny Hardaway?
I don't know, but Eastern Michigan is home of Charlie Batch. I know Charlie Batch was going to pay somebody $1 million to go play football there. I don't know if he's doing the same thing for basketball or not.
Had a baby Chuck.
Yeah. Chuck knows.
Memphis never really panned out.
No, they did not. They played better at the end of the year.
Yeah. Were they in the NIT? Did they win the NIT?
No, they made... I thought they made the tournament. I was pissed they didn't make the tournament.
Xavier won the NIT.
Oh, yeah. Who'd Xavier come back and beat in the final? I got cooked on that one.
I have no idea. I just remember I bet on that game and I lost. I was with you.
No, I was right. Yeah, Memphis lost by 4 to Gonzaga in the second round of the tournament.
Oh, yeah. That game was a banger, dude. Yeah. Memphis was up most of the game.
Yeah. I had them as a flyer to win the fucking whole thing.
I think they were like, what were they, 12.5-point dogs that game?
Oh, yeah.
That might have been the bet of the tournament.
Oh, it might have been.
March Madness is the best.
All right. At HammerDown on Twitter and Instagram, YouTube.com/HammerDownHockey Talk tonight. YouTube.com/That's Hockey Talk with you, Rupper, Nikki Skates, and Barry Melrose.
Thank you, Barry.
8 o'clock?
And Frege.
Frege is on too?
Yeah.
Nick's on a call right now, so I can't ask him any questions.
Yeah, Frege is on.
Okay, we'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Yahoo!